Hello.
Hello, my name is Lisa, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was on a call with somebody earlier, and the call got dropped.
Okay. And were you in the middle of filing a claim?
Trying to see if I could file a claim. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so are you employed at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So how far along did you get along in the process? You were just trying to make the determination?
Yeah, I gave her my employer's name and number.
Okay. Did you
And
get
I
a
went.
confirmation number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let me start with your social security number, please.
426
Yeah.
658037.
May I have your first and last name?
It's Joe Banks.
And Mr. Banks, may I have your date of birth?
226 89.
And may I have your mother's maiden name?
Timmy K. Seals.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
It's 774. Oh, I think music. Seven seven four six six three one.
Okay. Mr. Banks, it looks like your claim has been submitted.
Okay, so what do I
So,
do now?
the only thing you need to do now is your weekly certifications. So, let me ask this question. Did you get your closing statements?
Ma'am, was no, ma'am, I don't think so.
Hold on one moment,
Like,
please.
is that the number to call or?
Yeah, the numbers you're supposed to call and stuff like that. Did you get anything like that today? When
No,
you.
ma'am, I didn't. The call got dropped before I could get out of that. Sorry.
Okay, hold on one moment. So let me go ahead and give you your closing statements. That way you know exactly what are the requirements. Give me one moment. Let me find what we have. All right, let me find the closing statements for you. Oh, that's not what I want. One moment. I gotta go a different place for that. All right. Oh, I thought I had it. I'm sorry. I tell you, if it was a snake, I would be dangerous. It would have bit me on the nose. Give me one moment, sir. I'm just trying to find it so that you can have it. All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone asked me a question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Alabama Works. You said that was alabamaworks.com?
That's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov. And I just go on there and look for employment on that website?
Yes, you can look for employment on that website, but you also need to register and update your online resume.
Okay.
Let me see. That number to do your weekly certification is going to be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to do a weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits.
So I gotta do it before Friday?
Well, because you just opened up today, the earliest you can do yours is going to be this Sunday, the 14th. And you're going to be reporting what job searches you did from July 7th to July 13th.
Okay. July 13th.
Yes. So let me see. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, Responsibility booklet. And then let me just give you, your PIN number is 2011. 2011. Okay. It's very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Keep in mind, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay.
All right.
Okay, now for the inquiry, that is 1-800-361-4524. If you're calling let me say that again. 1-800-361-4524. And that's the inquiry line.
Like, for if any questions?
If you have any specific questions about your claim. Now, the telephone number you'll need to do a weekly certification is going to be 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Banks?
It should be it. So I just got, I need to go online in the morning to the Alabama Work Doc thing.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. And just remember,
and Sunday I need to call that number.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help
that
you with today?
That should be it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy everything.
You too.
Bye-bye, sir.